2. Applications of Biblical Principles, Part 1. In spite of many years of training and experience, ministers and counselors, on many occasions every week, still wonder what they should do or say in a counseling session. I've been counseling now for 40 years, and there are still times when I'm not sure which direction to go. These occasions force us to go to the Lord and ask, Lord, what should I do now? What does this person need? If we begin to help people out of our own strength, we'll make mistakes. Therefore, we need to rely on the power and wisdom of God. In Proverbs, we're instructed to lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, Amplified Version. A similar thought is expressed in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 28. The mind of the uncompromisingly righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. Amplified Version. Listening is vital to your counseling practice. One problem we all suffer from, probably more than any other, is not knowing when to listen and when to keep quiet. Many ministers and lay counselors want to talk and offer advice or exhort from the Scriptures. However, if you're talking more than 25% of the time, you're probably talking too much. There is a time for advising and exhorting, but how will one know what to say unless he has first listened? Listening is a crucial part of counseling. As we look into the Scriptures, we see God as our model for listening. See Psalms 34, verses 15 through 18, 116, verses 1 through 2, and Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. The Scriptures have a lot to say about the importance of listening. James chapter 1, verse 19 says that each of us is to be a ready listener. Amplified Version. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 31 states, if you listen to correction to improve your life, you will live among the wise. New Century Version. See also Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, verse 15, and chapter 21, verse 28. Listening means that you're trying to understand the feelings of the other, and that you're doing so for his or her sake. Do you know what listening really is all about? Listening means you're not thinking about what you're going to say when the other person stops talking. You are not busy formulating your response. You're concentrating on what is being said. Listening means that you're completely accepting of what is being said, without judging what the other is saying or how he or she is saying it. If you don't like the other person's tone of voice, or you can't condone what he or she is doing, and therefore you react on the spot, you may miss the meaning. Perhaps it hasn't been said in the best way, but just listen, because that someone is most likely hurting. Additionally, he or she probably is not going to be himself.